Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll again direct you to Psalm 34 and the sixth verse. Psalm 34 and verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34 and verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. What a mercy it is if we can truly say what David did here. He knew what it was by the Holy Spirit's divine teaching to be this poor man. And the Lord had made him to feel it. You'll find so many times throughout the book of the Psalms where he speaks of his inmost poverty. The hymn writer said, blessed are they that are brought to see their emptiness and poverty. Because if we know what it is to be emptied, we shall need the Lord to fill us. And here David says, this poor man cried. But this too applies, and I want to speak it with much reverence, and especially thinking of the sacred ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we think of the dear Redeemer himself, and how he knew what it was to be poor. You'll find concerning the dear Lord Jesus that he had nothing of this earth in earthly goods, and yet he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he knew what it was to know poverty. And therefore he will bring every one of his dear children to know their true poverty and emptiness. But what I want to look at first of all is this poor man. He not only knew, as I have said, his poverty, but he cried. And that is why we read together, and I thought it was a very sacred word. It seemed to so rest upon me thinking upon this word in Hebrews in chapter 5. He says this, the apostle speaking of the dear Lord Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Now, just let us pause on this, because how sweet that is, that the dear apostle was enabled to write that, how he offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying. This poor man cried. And you think of the dear Redeemer, how he cried in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And then too on Calvary, when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And you know, I was thinking of this as well. You were in the hospital on Friday, of how he cried. And you know, that was a great comfort to me, really. You know, that the dear Redeemer knows all the infirmities of his people. He knows all their soul's feelings. He knows how they cry. And he has promised to hear and answer those cries. And how many times we find David in that situation where either when he was hunted by Saul, what did he do? He cries unto his God. When the Philistines were coming against him, what does he do? He cries unto his God. When he was at the ends of the earth in his soul, weighed down by sin, he cries unto his God. And here he utters this word, this poor man. Not somebody else, this poor man. Now are you and am I like him? He cried. And not only did he cry, but his cry was real. And it entered into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. Because we read, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. He heard him. What a mercy we have in this dark and solemn day. Still a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And those cries and groans that the Saviour uttered were heard and answered by his beloved Father. And the Lord still hears those sighs and cries of his dear people. And you see, he will bring us into places where all we can do is cry unto him. I'm often mentioned that 107th Psalm, and that word is so often with me, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And it may be in the last few days, or what you're in may be now, you have to cry unto him. And you feel so poor in your prayers, you feel so poor in how you venture to walk before him, You feel so poor in hearing the word of God, and you feel so poor in seeking to follow in his ways and his commands. This poor man, he cried. And the Lord heard him. Well, let's use a few illustrations from the word of God. We think particularly of dear Hezekiah, how he cried unto the God of heaven. And there was much to make him cry, wasn't there? Oh, there was. First of all, there was all his sin within him. You know, if we have got a real religion that God is the author and finisher of, he will make us cry. And you see, the only reason we can cry is because we got life in our souls. And look in the case of Hezekiah. He was one of the Lord's choice children. Chosen by the Lord. And the Lord brought him, didn't he? Into that place where he had to cry unto the Lord for mercy because of all his sin. And then how he cried unto the Lord for the Lord to deliver him from his affliction. That affliction that was upon him. And you see, and then he had to cry unto the Lord because he was brought to face with death. And especially when the Lord said to him through the prophet, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And then he had to cry unto the Lord too for the Lord's appearing for his dear people in the land. And he had to cry unto the Lord too for the Lord to deliver him and the nation from the king of Assyria and from all the onslaughts of Satan. There was much to make him cry. You see, these cries came out of a tender-hearted Hezekiah. Oh, they did. And what did the Lord do? He heard him. And this is my great concern with this word dropped in. You know, that we may not only be crying unto the Lord, feeling our inmost poverty, but that he would hear. And what do we read? And the Lord heard him. Now, stay with Hezekiah. You think how wonderful it was. The Lord heard the dear man's cry. And what did the Lord do? He sent the prophet back with that beautiful word, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. You know, you'd be the happiest soul, wouldn't you, through not only in the sanctuary here, but throughout England really, if the Lord told you, I've heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears. And oh, how sweet it is when the Lord hears and he was to answer the prayer of dear Hezekiah. But then you can think too in the gospel of the dying thief, how he cried in the last moments, as it were, of his life. And what did he cry for? The Lord to remember him. And the Lord had brought him face to face with death, and he acknowledged how poor he was and how he'd sinned against the Lord and was receiving the just reward for all that he had done. But then how the Lord sweetly heard him. And may this be of comfort to the seeking, longing soul this afternoon, that the Lord does still hear the cries of his dear people. And what did the Lord do for that dear dying thief? He said to him the sweet answer. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. And we read in the text, and he and saved him out of all his trouble. And you think of the dear man, all the distress he was in those last moments of his life because of his sin and because he so grieved the Lord. And yet, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he was to join that blessed throng in glory, crowning the Lord, Lord of all, saved him out of all his trouble. But then you can think too of the dear publican. Look how he cried. You know, in every case, throughout the Word of God, and you could name many, you'll find they all knew what it was to be poor. The natural man doesn't want to be poor. He wants to be something. And you know, when you look at David in particular, as king of Israel and too of Judah, everything he had throughout the land which he could lay hold to, and yet he knew what it was to feel poor. And the Lord had made him feel it, you see, and to know it. It's one thing for us to say, well, I'm poor, but you know, it's another thing to truly feel it. And when you look at the dear publican, how poor he felt. Why? Because of all the sin there was within him. And what does he do in it all? He cries for mercy. You know, I love that prayer that he uttered. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, Mr. Frank Gosling said once, you know, you'll never wear that prayer out. But are we low enough, the dear man says, to pray it? Because the dear publican was crying for this out of the depths. But the Lord heard him, didn't he? And what did he do? He had mercy upon him. And he sent him down to his house justified rather than the other. Saved him out of all those sins. And then you can think of dear Jonah. I did name it briefly this morning, how he looked to the Lord at that fish's belly. But what do we read too about Jonah? We read this, how he cried, and where did he cry from? He wasn't crying from the mountains, wasn't he? He wasn't just crying from the fish's belly. He says this, out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my prayer, out of the belly of hell. You couldn't get much lower, could you? You see, not only was he in the depths in the fish's belly, but he was in the depths in his soul's feeling before the Lord, because of disobedience, because of his rebellion against the word of God and the commandment of God. And he brought him into the belly of hell. That's how he felt. I know the margin says the belly of death. But, do you know what it is to cry like that? I remember talking to one of the old servants of God, and I remember going to hear him in Cranbrook Chapel, and I told him about it some years afterwards. You know, I sat in that gallery in St. David's Bridge, Cranbrook, and that's just how I felt, to be in the belly of hell. And yet I could cry unto the Lord, and he heard me. And do you know, the dear servant of God came just where I was, in this belly of hell, as God's messenger. This poor man then cried, and the Lord heard him, and the Lord heard him. He didn't say man heard him. This is what troubles me about public prayer. Men hear us, but how much comes out of our heart, and how much is real? How much is only words? You know, you could have all the prayer meetings in the country, but if there's no prayer in the heart, there will never be the cries pierce the chapel roof. You know, it's a wonderful thing when there is that real cry going out of the heart. And how sweet then when we can enable by the grace and help of God to put it into words. But sometimes, you know, when there's these cries go out, there's not a word uttered. There's not a word uttered. You know, it's heart crying unto the God of heaven. You can be in the busy scenes of life, of work, and yet in your heart there's this crying out unto the Lord. For him to appear, for him to work in us, for him to have mercy on us, for him to reveal himself to us. This poor man cried, You think of David, the places he hid up, away from Saul, away from the Philistines, and then the Lord brought him into those places and he had to cry. But you think of him in the palace as king. There were those cries going forth. Man didn't hear them, but the Lord did. So he says here, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Out of all his trouble. You know, I love this word, you see, because he didn't say, save me out of one trouble, or this trouble, or that trouble, out of all his trouble. If you go into the book of Samuel, you'll find where David, as he comes toward the end of his life, the Lord saved him out of all his troubles, out of all his enemies. It's a wonderful thing, you know, out of all of them. There may be those troubles that you will have right till you breathe your last breath. But oh, to be saved from them all. And may that be a sweet comfort and an encouragement to our souls this afternoon. We can look back, he saved us out of this trouble, that trouble, another trouble. Some of them deep troubles, but saved them out of them all. Freed them from them all. And oh, how precious that is, isn't it? And it's only the Lord that can do it, isn't it? You look how with David, the Lord saved him out of all his trouble. And then we read in one of the Psalms, don't we, later on, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. They're ended. The Lord had taken him from the earth, freed him from all those sins and troubles that he had, and all the enemies that tried to destroy him. The prayers were ended. But you know, we miss the prayers of so many of the godly souls, don't we? I was talking to Mr. Stahel in America yesterday on the telephone, and he was saying of all the years that, over the years when he's come to England, and how many have been taken. Their prayers are now ended. And the day will come with us when our prayers will be ended. And I was thinking of those in America, you know, that we've had sweet conversations with over the years, and now their prayers, their conversations all ended. And the day's fast coming with us each, isn't it? But oh, to be amongst these that are recorded in our text. Firstly, this poor man, and secondly, to be a real crying man, a crying woman, ever in contact with the Lord, you see, in glory, speaking to him, telling him all our sad complaints, and oh, to have the ear of the Lord. His ear is ever open unto the cries of his people. He has promised to hear the sighing of the needy, hasn't he, and the groaning of the prisoners. But oh, this final word, and saved him. Oh, may that be applied to each of us today. May it be our fervent cry, Lord, save us, else we perish. Out of all his troubles. And may the Lord sweetly assure us that he will save each of us out of all our troubles, whatever they may be. They may be deep in our souls. They may be in the pathway. They may be in the Church of God. Out of all. And it's, and just in conclusion, because of the ordinance, you know, the Lord will enable us to plead this. Lord, save us out of all our troubles. And he's able, you see. Oh, he is. We sing in the hymn, an able, willing Saviour too. Well, I've just scratched around the surface of this beautiful word. May the Lord hear and answer the cries of his dear people and send answers of peace. Amen.